Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
All we're doing is basically saying the largest corporations in America that have $1 billion of value or greater have to pay a minimum of 15% to help this great country.
Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin over the weekend defended his decision to support the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. He maintained the bill does not raise taxes, as Republican critics have suggested, but closes loopholes. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi began a tour of Asia on Sunday, but has remained silent about a potential visit to Taiwan.
So again, we have global responsibilities, whether it comes to three things, I always say, security, economy, and governance. And this will be part of that.
Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation to Singapore, Malaysia, South Korea, and Japan. Tennessee's primary election is this Thursday, and experts say what happens at the ballot box is closely tied to health outcomes in communities. More than 30,000 people have chosen to vote early. The Tennessee Justice Center's Senior Director of Health Policy and Equity, Kaniki Young, says the pandemic has highlighted how public health and voting are intertwined.
The channels that were created to convey public health messages during the pandemic, those same channels can be utilized as get out the vote platforms.
And in the mountains of eastern Kentucky, the death toll rose to 28 on Sunday as emergency crews continued search and rescue efforts after devastating floods. Lending director with the Mountain Association, Robert Allen, says many of the region's local businesses were just starting to make a comeback from the pandemic, and now they'll need help rebuilding. He adds that residents and rescue crews who are beginning the cleanup process are counting on shops and stores to provide necessities.
There are grocery stores that are there that are the vital part of the community where the food source is. There are businesses that are going to have a really hard time building back, and the economic impact is real.
In the UK, Prince Charles, heir to the British throne, faces widespread criticism after a report released over the weekend found his charity accepted more than $1 million in donations from the family of Osama bin Laden. On Saturday, the prince's office confirmed the bin Laden family gave money to the royal charity, but disputed claims Prince Charles was involved or made the decision personally to accept it. In Ukraine, President Volodymyr Zelensky has ordered the evacuation of the Donetsk region, where the fight against Russian forces continues. It's reported more than 80% of residents have already fled the region, where the Ukrainian government has accused Russian forces of targeting civilians. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.